it do, y'all? It's your boy, King Kev, and this is Still Smoking with the King. What's happening? Yeah, man, I'd like to thank everybody who been rocking with me since day one. Shit, we coming up on year two of doing this, you know what I'm saying? So I just like to thank everybody who been rocking with me since the beginning, you know. The good, the bad, and the ugly, boy. I done been through it all. So, you know, shit. If you been there with me, right on. Thank you. Much love. Thank you. You feel me? Shit. But, you know, man, I've been thinking because, you know, most people go through, a lot of people be going through this. You know what I'm saying? And I just, you know, I just kind of felt like this is something that I needed to talk about, man. I mean, like, you know. If I had the opportunity to make one of these two a law, and one of these two got to be a law, you know what I'm saying? And my vote was to make one of these two a law, which one would be the law? Would it be mandatory prenuptial agreements for couples before they get married? Are mandatory paternity tests on babies before the birth certificate is actually signed? Now, me personally, I ain't had the experience of prenuptial agreement being signed before I get married, because I ain't never been married, you know what I'm saying? But I have been in the room with the birth certificate being signed, you know what I'm saying? And I done been there 3 times, you know? So, you know, I done kind of got a little bit experience on one end, but when I do this and when I came up with this topic, I couldn't really think about myself because I'm so one narrow-minded, you know what I'm saying? And when I talk about the law, I got to think about the law is bigger than just me, you know what I'm saying? I got to think about which one of these would be more beneficial to our community, you know what I'm saying? And the more I thought about it, the more difficult that it got, you know what I'm saying? Because it's really, because either one of these two could be a hard conversation to have. Like, you sit down with the potential mother of your child, you know what I'm saying? And y'all been rocking, you know what I'm saying? And you don't have no proof of infidelity. You don't have no proof that she's stepping out on you and she's cheating on you. But one thing that a mother has that women don't believe, that it's just 100%, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's 100% great that they have this, you know what I'm saying? They don't even understand how good it is, but a peace of mind. What women don't understand is that when that baby is in your stomach, that is your baby. Regardless who the daddy is, nigga, that is your baby. When that baby is in your stomach, you can be telling me all day that I'm the daddy, and I might or might not be the daddy. You see what I'm saying? So to know from conception to death that this was honestly your child, hands down, no ifs, ands, or buts about it, that is something that a woman has that a man is really never going to have. And that is a comfort, you know what I'm saying, that y'all have, that a man's never going to have. We're never going to have that comfort. We're never going to be able to say 100% without a DNA test that that's our child. Because y'all women have babies that look like us, and it don't be our babies. You know what I'm saying? Y'all timings will be perfectly right, but it don't be our babies. So, you know, to ask a woman for that, and the woman has been nothing but faithful, nothing but 100% real with you, I can see where the issue come. Because, you know, if she ain't give you no sign that she been sleeping around with nobody else, then you should feel like and automatically assume that this baby is yours because you're the only one having sex with her. But I'm not with you 100% of the time. Once I walk out the house to go to work, another nigga could come. You know what I'm saying? That night when you, your girl's night, you know what I'm saying? Shit, that nigga could have met you at the bar at girl's night, took you home. You might not have never made it to the bar for girl's night. You know what I'm saying? We don't know 100%. You know what I'm saying? So when we come and we ask for a blood test for the babies, you know what I'm saying? Some women get upset. Like, we trying to say that you was cheating. We're not saying that. What we're saying is I want the same thing that you got. And that's 100% without a doubt proof that this is my child. Just like it's your child. See what I'm saying? And then the other side, you know, a prenup. One side coming in with some money. If you come into the relationship, shit, you should be able to walk out of the relationship with the shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what's made during the relationship and during the marriage is, you know, joint. But if you come into a place with a house and a car, you should be able to leave the wedding. I mean, you should be able to leave the marriage with a house and a car. You see what I'm saying? And to ask for that is really off the, a prenuptial agreement that will end a wedding, a marriage before it begins. If you ask for a prenuptial agreement, because it sounds like you're already looking past the marriage and into the divorce. And you know what I'm saying? When you start looking out, if you're already preparing for the worst, you know what I'm saying? Then there's lightweight no, you already condemning the marriage. You know what I'm saying? Because you already prepared to cover your ass if something bad happens. When in nationality, we going into this thinking that we never going to break up. We're never going to get a divorce. We're never going to need this piece of paper. So why are you asking to get it before we get married? That's a conversation. I mean, you can't, you know what I'm saying, just go into something. I feel like personally, I wouldn't even have the words to sit down and ask my spouse, like, Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We can get married, do this, that, and the other, but we gonna sign, you gonna sign a prenuptial agreement? You know what I'm saying? Because I don't look to, like, the end, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like that's the end, you feel me? Like, if you can't start something and I already have an end in the process. You know what I'm saying? If I already know how this is going to end, why would I start it? You see what I'm saying? So if you are already talking about divorcing and prenuptial agreements and all that, why even get married? You know what I'm saying? See, these conversations can really end some shit before shit even gets started. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to be biased, you know, because money's money to me, you know what I'm saying? That shit, paper, it comes, it goes. And, you know, you got property, this, that, and the third. I was raised to believe that if you can get something once, you can get it again. You know what I'm saying? You just got to put in the same work. You got to put in, you might have to work a little harder. Might have to work a little longer, but you can get it again. So regardless of what I'm ordered to give my wife at the end of our marriage, you know what I'm saying? She held it down. She was there at the time. She gets that shit. Fuck it. I don't really trip off that shit. But what you're not going to do, bitch, is leave me motherfucking broke, nigga, with nothing. You feel what I'm saying? That's not how we rocking at all. But when you think about it, you got to think about the other side, too. What if she coming in with the motherfucking money? You see what I'm saying? And she like, nigga, hell nah, you not touching none of this shit. If I got that, if we goddamn it leave, you not touching none of this shit. Now you left looking like, hey, wait a minute though. You know what I'm saying? You left looking like, wait a minute though. You know what I'm saying? This ain't even what it is. But shit, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you gotta, you know what I'm saying? If you want her to sign that motherfucker, if you got the bag, then you gonna have to sign it if she got the bag. Hence the reason why it might have to be a law in place to stop these conversations that's being had that really is ending shit before they even start. Now, I don't know if this is true about my daughter's mother. I don't know. But I felt like she might have had a little hint of anger in her, because right after my daughter was born, I was on the phone with the child support people. And I was just trying to cover my bases. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know how this was going to work for 18 years. You know what I'm saying? Shit, if we going to be there and, you know what I'm saying, whatever, you know what I'm saying, whatever happens, I don't know what's going to happen. This was my first child. I was just trying to cover my bases. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like she got a little upset that I called them people. And that kind of made the rest of our parenting time hell. You know what I'm saying? Like, it went all downhill. I think it went all downhill from that day when my daughter came out and I got on the phone with the child support people to get a blood test. I think it all went downhill that day. And 18 years of arguing and, well, it's been 17, almost 18, of arguing and keeping the child from you and all of this and all of that. That doesn't need to go on if there's a law in place to say, look, if there is a male in the room that is going to sign the birth certificate as the father, that male is to take a blood test for this baby. And if that was a law back when my daughter was born, I feel like, A, my child's mother wouldn't have been as mad because I asked for a blood test. And the rest of my daughter's childhood coming up would have been a lot smoother because me and her mother wouldn't have been at odds. But I kind of feel like that she felt like that I was saying that she cheated. And I was just saying that I want to be 100% sure like you are. And that's crazy because when a man really wants to be 100% sure like you, then it's, you know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be a problem because you know 100% that that's your baby. Why the man can't get the same, you know what I'm saying, ease of the mind, you know what I'm saying? Without it being a problem. Now, I ain't saying all women, because some women like, here, nigga, you can have a blood test, nigga, and if the baby's yours, you can have the baby. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. So, I ain't saying all women, but it's a lot of women that'll feel that way. Now that I've said all that, if it was my vote and it was my choice and I had to choose one, I would probably say that which one of those that would help our community the most would probably be the blood test. And the reason why I say the blood test is because you choose to put yourself in that situation where you need to sign a prenup, or they need to sign a prenup, or because all divorces ain't bad. You know what I'm saying? Some people walk away with the adequate division of, you know what I'm saying, assets or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Everybody walk away. You can walk away from a divorce, and I ain't gonna say you're happy, because hopefully you're not just thrilled that you're leaving a person that you claimed that you loved and you was gonna be with forever. So, but they leave knowing that, you know, this person got what they deserved and I got what I deserved and we walked out of this and there's no hard feelings. And you can get that in a divorce, you know what I'm saying, without a prenuptial agreement. But it's a lot of people out here that's been taking care of kids that ain't been their kids. And it's a lot of people out here that's been not taking care of kids because the mama don't know who the daddy is, and they just been running around kidless forever. You know what I'm saying? And that ain't right neither. Because a good man that steps in, because a good there's good men out here that'll step up and be daddy to these kids. But I feel like all men had a right to know. You know what I'm saying? All men had a right to know if they the father or not. And then I had an option of staying or going. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I just feel like we should be on the same playing field. The same energy should, I mean, you know what I'm saying? We both should have the same, God damn it. The same motherfucking, what the fuck you call that shit, but ease. You know what I'm saying? The same calmness about, okay, this is what's going on. I know, you know, we both on the same pattern. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is my baby. Like, women don't understand that while y'all pregnant in y'all bellies, men are going through a lot of shit in their head about this baby. You know what I'm saying? And 18 years of being a father, or shit, 100 years of being a daddy, however many years God bless you with to be a father, you should be able to fully know that that is your child. You know what I'm saying? At that, you know what I'm saying, for that time, you shouldn't have to wait until the baby get in an accident and needs some blood, and then you rush them to the hospital and find out, hey, you're not the daddy. You know what I'm saying? That's a fucked up way to find out that you're not somebody's father. You know what I'm saying? That's a fucked up way to find out, hey, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, that's a fucked up way, you know? And that's some shit that you don't really need to go through. You don't really need to do it, you know, if you can prevent it. So I feel like if I came down to the law, that'll be the law. Shit, nigga, you have to. If a male is in the room and he's present and he's going to sign the birth certificate, he needs to have a blood test. If not, the mother signs the birth certificate by herself. She is the only person on there. And anybody whose name is to be added onto this birth certificate has to get a blood test. I think that right there will be a law that'll help our community, because we will have less men. And when I say our community, I mean everybody. Because, nigga, we'll have less men taking care of kids that's not theirs. We'll have less men not being able to take full duties as a father, because a lot of duties goes to the mother, because the man has no rights. A lot of men have no rights because we have no paternity test saying that we're the father. You know what I'm saying? We're going off of what she say. We signed the birth certificate, so on paper we're the father, but rights, we don't have the blood test. So that's still the custodial parent, it's still the mother, this, that, and the third, you know. So you, to avoid all of that, if you in the room and you think you the father, swab it up. They swab the baby up, come back in a couple weeks or a day or shit. Nowadays, I don't know how fast a blood test will come back, but however fast it come back, that's when you sign the blood. That's when you sign the birth certificate. If that's you, if it ain't you, you know what I'm saying? Shit, and you still want to be the daddy, then you have the consensual consent to sign the motherfucking birth certificate if you still want to be the daddy or whatever you want to do. But knowledge, just knowing that this is your baby, it would ease a lot of men's mind, and it'll make a lot of men step up. I feel personally a lot of men step up more, because if there's any doubt, then a lot of people would treat the kid as if I'm your daddy, but there's a little doubt, you know what I'm saying? And how hard do you go when you doubt something, you know what I'm saying? I can't speak for all men, and I don't have any doubts on my kids, thank God, you know. But if I had a doubt that one of these kids was mine, I wonder how hard I would go for that child, you know? So to end all that shit, make her give them a blood test or whatever, man. Now that's gonna mean that you women is gonna have the right niggas in that damn room. Or shit, don't let them niggas sign that blood test, that paperwork. Straight up, don't put them on that motherfucking birth certificate. But shit, I feel like that would be the one that I would vote for. You know, shoot. Because I just know too many people that I swear to God they need them, goddammit. I be wanting to know, is this your baby, nigga? This don't look like you. Is this your baby? But you know, you can't say nothing like that, man. You can't, you know. Let a nigga take care of his own business, handle his own business, but yeah. But yep. Yeah, that's my blunt. That's my time. This is King Kibbs. Still smoking with the king, and I'm out.